granny's, Abner. I believe that's our ring.
I don't know, I believe you're right.
I'll see. Hello, jot 'em down, store. This is Lum and Abner.
Let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, Elm has found out that the Dillard farm is available, but even with Finest Peabody's financial help, he is still $500 short of the purchase price. However, he seemed to have found some kind of a solution to this problem in the pages of an old book of Pine Ridge ordinances. As we look in on the little community today, we find Abner and Grandpappy Spears in the office of the Pine Ridge Jail.
Now, what was that you heard, what now, Grandpap?
I say I heard that Mr. Webster's getting ready to leave town pretty soon.
He is?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, appears like he just about made some deal to sell that property of mine and make himself a nice big fancy profit on it.
Well, I do know.
Where did you hear all that? Well, Sister Simpson heard him making some long-distance calls over there at the boarding house yesterday, and that's what she sort of figured out from what she heard.
Oh. Well, who's he selling it to?
Well, she never found that out. Just somebody that's interested in that spring, I reckon.
Yeah, that's more like what it is, all right. Doggy, that's just a low-down shame that you had to go and lose that farm to Mr. Webster.
Yeah, I ain't seen now what an idiot I was.
Oh, yeah.
A pigeon-toed idiot, that's what I was. They ever give him that deed on my place?
Yeah, you were.
That is about getting something from him in writing, at least.
He never put nothing in writing, huh? None of them big promises of his.
No, no, not a thing. I just let him do me right out of that farm.
Well.
And there ain't nothing I can get him for. He done a slick job, I'll say that for him.
Yeah, he did all right, he sure did.
Yeah, I ought to have seen through his little schemes, but I never.
Well, I'll admit, he had me fooled too, Grandpap, he sure did.
Yeah, but not as bad as me, though.
I was fooled pretty bad, I believe.
You wasn't fooled bad enough to lose your place, though.
No, I never went that far with it.
No. Jiminy, if my brains were dynamite, I wouldn't have enough to ruffle my hair.
Oh, you would, too. Ruffle it a little, I believe. I don't go feeling so bad over this, Grandpa.
I can't help it, though.
Well, it's all been done now. Ain't nothing nobody can do about it. Don't help you none to worry about it, does it?
No, I don't reckon it does, but I don't know where to turn next. And me and Charity can't go on living with you and Elizabeth indefinite.
Oh, Lord me, we don't mind. There's plenty of room for you now since Papa's moved over with Lum for a spell.
Well, you've been mighty thoughty about this, Abner. And me and Charity sure appreciate it. But you know how it is. A man sort of likes to be on his own. Don't like to be dependent on nobody.
Oh, no, sure. I know how you feel, Grandpap, but now... You'll get back on your feet again in no time at all, now.
Yeah, I sure hope so, because you know how it is. A man gets up my...
Right, wait a minute, Grandpap. Thought I see that Lum coming on there.
Lum?
Yeah, look there. Got a law book under his arm. Maybe it's something about that big trial he was hinting about yesterday.
Yeah, reckon what he's fixing to do anyways.
No telling, Grandpap, what that varmint's going to do next.
You don't reckon he's going to lawsue me and you for something, do you?
Yes, let him try. I'll arrest him for something and slap him in jail so he can't take us into court. That's what I'll do.
Maybe he could just hold court right down here to jailhouse.
Oh, but I wonder if he could. More likely. Looks like he's got us all right. And it's too late to hide now because he's coming up there right now. I can't get out. Mind out. How do you do, Mr. Edwards?
Oh, how do you do, Mr. Peabody and Mr. Spears? How are you gentlemen today?
Now, listen, Lum, you can't lawsuit us. We ain't did nothing.
Lawsuit you?
Yes, sir.
Who said anything about lawsuiting you?
Well, you said you were going to. Or somebody said that.
Yeah, I heard that, too. Heard it somewhere. Forget you swear now.
Yeah, see, there are both of us here that proves it.
Well, you must have just made that up in your own heads and then heard it from one another. Because I know I weren't never aiming on lawsuiting you fellas.
What about that big court trial you was talking about yesterday?
Oh, well, that's going to take place pretty soon, too. And that's what I come down here to see you about.
Uh-oh, here it comes, Grandpa.
Yeah, I've got a warrant for arrest here, and as long as you're a deputy town marshal, well, I want you to get busy and make the arrest.
Now, just a minute. Just stop right where you're at. I ain't arresting Grandpa because he's my good friend. And I know I ain't going to arrest myself, because I'm a friend, too.
For goodness sakes, Abner, I wish you'd get it out of your head that I'm after you two fellas, because I ain't at all.
Well, what do you want to arrest us for, then?
I don't want you arrested. I'm talking about Mr. Webster.
Ah.
B.J. Webster. That's the feller I'm after. And right here's the warrant for his arrest. Here it is.
Well,
take it, Abner. What are you arresting him for, Lum? For stealing my farm away from me?
No, Grandpap, I couldn't figure out no way to do that. He done that too legal. But I'll tell you this, when I get done with Mr. Webster on this charge here, well, you're going to have a place to live on. And you'll have a spring on it, too.
Well, now, wait a minute, Lum. You sure this ain't just a part of that little scheme that you've got figured out for yourself now?
Oh, for goodness sakes, Abner. I wish you'd forget that.
Well, I just want to know what I'm getting myself mixed up in here.
Well, what do you care what it is, Abner? As long as it's again Mr. Webster, I'm first. I'd love to see that pigeon-toed varmint behind the bars the worst way.
Well, sure, I would too, Grandpa.
Reb, get him in here, Abner, and give him the biggest rocks you can find to pound up.
Yeah, well, let me look over this warrant here first.
And here's another thing, Abner. As long as you're deputy marshal, why, it's your duty to arrest him.
Hey, wait a minute here, Lum. Ain't you got this sort of backwards here mixed up a little? According to this, you're arresting Mr. Webster for violating the Pine Ridge traffic rules. Says Section 4, Article 9.
Yeah, that's right.
Well, he ain't violating no traffic, has he?
Well, sure he has.
Huh?
Every night, him and that chauffeur of his gets in their car and drive down the street there violating Section 4, Article 9.
There?
Yes, sir. I'm surprised you ain't noticed it.
Hmm.
Here you are, deputy town marshal, and you're letting them get away with something like that right in front of your very eyes.
Well.
What I ought to do is report you. That is, if I could think of somebody to report you to.
Well, now, wait a minute now, Lum. I don't even know what Section 4, Article 9 is.
You don't?
No, sir, I don't. Honest and true.
That's a fine thing.
Huh?
You're supposed to represent the law in this town. You don't even know what the law's there.
Oh. Well, I've been busy lately.
That ain't no excuse. You know, officer of the law can get unimpeached for that, I think.
Well, now, Lum, don't do that. Now, give me another chance. I'll learn the law. What is that Section 4, Article 9, there?
Well, I oughtn't to have to do this, but I'll read it to you out of the book here.
Yeah, that's a good
one. I brung it along because I figured you wouldn't know it.
Well, I don't have much time to read. I'm so busy.
Well, it says here, Section 4, Article 9. It will be unlawful for any person or persons driving a horseless carriage or any other motor-propelled vehicle on the main streets of Pine Ridge after sundown more than 5 miles per hour without a guide who will precede said vehicle carrying a lighted lantern and warning the citizens of the approaching danger.
Carrying a lantern? Is that what you said?
That's what I said.
In front of the car?
That's right.
Well, me, get run over.
I'm just telling you what the law says.
That's the silliest one sounding law I ever heard in my whole life.
Maybe so, but it's in the statutes here in black and ink. Passed in 1905. And it ain't never been repealed, far as I can find out, so it's still the law. And that's what I gotta go by, is the law.
Well, I'll be a polka-dotted possum. Are you sure we can arrest him for that, Lum?
Well, he's drove his car down the street after sundown without no guide, ain't he?
Why, yeah, of course he has. I saw him do that myself.
And nobody carried no lantern in front of him, did he?
No.
And he went faster than 5 miles an hour at the time, didn't he?
Why, sure, natural.
All right, then. Take that warrant and arrest him.
Yeah, but now, Lum...
And quick as you get him in jail, let me know and I'll set a day for his trial. Yep, I guess that covers everything. Good day, Mr. Deputy. So long, Grandpa.
Well, now, wait a minute now, Lum.
Hey, so long, Lum.
Hey, Lum, come back here. Dad, blame it anyway.
All right, Jimmy, maybe that Lum's all right after all. I'm glad he's doing it.
Yeah, but you ain't the one that's got to go over and do the arresting. I ain't sure that I know how to do that, Grandpa.
Oh, there ain't nothing to it, Abner. Just go over there and arrest him, that's all. You got the warrant, ain't you?
Yeah, I got that.
You're always talking around here how you're just dying to arrest somebody and slap them in jail. Well, here's your big chance.
Yeah, but it ain't easy to do to a big fella like Mr. Webster. He's liable to talk me out of it, I'm afraid.
Oh, well, don't let him do it. Stand up for your rights. You're the law in this town.
Doggy, that's right. I am the law, ain't I?
Why, sure. You're the one that's got the badge.
Yeah.
You run things around this town.
You dead blame right I do. I'll arrest that varmint so quick he won't know what happened to him.
That's the time.
I'll slap them ham bracelets on him quicker than he can say Robert Jackson.
Now you're talking.
Fact is, I'm going to get that critter on the phone right this minute. That's what I'll
do. On the phone?
Yes, sir, on the phone.
Wait a minute. You can't arrest a man by phone, I don't think.
I ain't going to. I just want to make sure he's in before I go over there. Don't want to make a trip for nothing.
Well, go out and hunt him down. Don't sit around making
phone call.
I'm going to hunt him down. Don't worry about me. I'll hang a bowling chain around his neck and drag him through the streets of Pine Ridge. Hello? Mr. Webster? Hey, listen here. I want to see you about something. I don't care if you're busy. I want to see you.
Yeah, that's telling him, Abner.
This is Abner Peabody. Don't give me no back talk. I'm the law in this town.
Now you're going.
Well, that's better, Mr. Webster. Yeah, I knowed you'd see it my way.
Pour it on good, Abner.
Yeah, your office. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Goodbye.
You done good there, Abner. I'm proud of you.
Bet your life I did. I'll show him who's the law around this town.
Abner, come on now. Let's go and get him. I want to go along and see this.
Well, I ain't going now. I ain't going till tomorrow.
Till tomorrow?
Yeah, at 2:00.
You mean you're going to wait till tomorrow at 2:00 to arrest Mr. Webster?
Well, I got to, Grandpa. That's the earliest he'd give me an appointment to see.